next on the 5 o'clock report.
They are taking up every hot button issue that's out there.
What it could be is a bloodbath.
It's putting American foreign policy on sale.
It's not designed to get to the truth. It's designed to get the president.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Out of Syria. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. President Trump withdrawing American forces from northern Syria. The government of Turkey will be responsible from now on for the eradication of ISIS. Many at the Pentagon say they were blindsided by the move.
Imagine how that felt if you're an American commander working with these folks to help, you know, destroy ISIS, save lives, and you have to go tell them, sorry, we're out of here.
Dave Ignatius with the Washington Post says the withdrawal of American forces could lead to the slaughter of Kurdish fighters who helped us defeat ISIS. Reporter Bill Neely.
What it could be is a bloodbath and a new phase in this very dirty war.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the withdrawal is short-sighted and irresponsible.
This is a big win for Iran and Assad, a big win for ISIS. I will do everything I can to sanction Turkey if they step one foot in northeastern Syria.
He says our pulling out of Syria will help ensure Iran's dominance in the Middle East. Our coverage continues with correspondent Greg Clugston.
Syria's Kurds are accusing the United States of turning its back on its allies, but President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to get out of these ridiculous endless wars and bring our soldiers home. He goes on to say, we will fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win.
A second whistleblower claims to have firsthand knowledge of the president's dealings with Ukraine. NBC correspondent Kristen Welker.
That's according to the attorney for the first whistleblower, a CIA employee who filed the initial complaint at the center of the House impeachment inquiry. President Trump lashing out, they are going to the bench, and another whistleblower is coming in from the deep state.
Former CIA analyst Jeremy Bash thinks if the whistleblower claims are corroborated, could be bad news for the president.
In effect, it's putting American foreign policy, American power, American support on sale for a very low, low price. And there are a lot of countries, a lot of dangerous countries in the world that will take advantage of that and could potentially hurt American national security.
But Bill McGurn with the Wall Street Journal says national security has nothing to do with it. He thinks the push to impeach is politically motivated.
I think there's a clear double standard. As I said, the process of this impeachment has been very irregular. It's not designed to get to the truth. It's designed to get the president.
Molly Hemingway with the Federalist says the mainstream media is carrying the water for congressional Democrats on this one.
It's pretty obvious that the media are invested in helping Joe Biden do well in his campaign for the president, so any story that hurts him or helps Donald Trump is something that they're going to avoid.
Hemingway referring to the cush job that was given to Biden's son by a Ukrainian gas and oil company while his dad served as vice president. Court in session. The U.S. Supreme Court began its fall term today.
This is shaping up to be one of the most contentious Supreme Court terms in years.
Legal analyst Jan Crawford.
They are taking up almost every hot button issue that's out there.
Tomorrow, the justices consider a controversial discrimination case and whether civil rights law applies to gay, lesbian, and transgender people in the workplace.
A lot of people want sexual orientation discrimination to be covered in that law or transgender discrimination, but that's not the question. Again, if that's going to happen, that should be something that Congress does, that our elected representatives pass.
Carrie Seferino is a former clerk to Justice Clarence Thomas.
You can't change a law by having unelected judges on the Supreme Court decide, well, we feel like we're in a different place now and we want to broaden these laws.
Abortion, gay rights, gun rights, and immigration are other hot button issues before the court this term. You can expect to decisions on all these cases by next June, just a few months before the 2020 presidential election. An appeals court today blocked the release of President Trump's tax returns to New York investigators. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals granting that delay. The tax returns being sought in a criminal probe having to do with two women who claim Mr. Trump tried to buy their silence. The president denies the allegations. Senator Bernie Sanders continues his recovery from a heart attack. He was confronted by well-wishers and reporters this morning outside his home in Vermont.
I hope you got time and a half of working in the rain, right? I feel very good. Thank you.
The Democratic presidential candidate in good spirits while taking a walk with his wife. Sanders had two stents placed in his heart after suffering a blocked artery. 25 people under arrest in Manhattan after a climate change protest. James Flippin was there and files this report.
The rally, part of the Extinction Rebellion, a series of events planned worldwide to call on governments to do more about climate change. The protesters looking to display what they view as the potentially dire consequences of inaction, staging mock deaths near the New York Stock Exchange and throwing fake blood on the Wall Street Charging Bull statue. Traffic was halted for a time on Broadway near Bowling Green as demonstrators were removed. James Fulpin, New York.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for a Monday. Health scare at a Pennsylvania hospital. A new poll on vaping in New York. And the miracle dog in the Bahamas. All right, Kevin Williams at the Weather Center. Here's what's happening where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania hospital is transferring some infants following a bacterial infection in its neonatal intensive care unit. The illness affected 8 newborns, 3 of whom sadly died. Geisinger Medical Center in Danville says 4 of the babies have recovered. 1 is still being treated with antibiotics. All of them have been born premature. Officials at the hospital are working with state and even federal authorities to make sure the waterborne bacterial infection has been eradicated. A new poll shows 78% of New Yorkers think vaping is a serious public health threat. 61% support the governor's call to ban flavored e-cigs.
Older New Yorkers tend to feel it's a public health threat more so than younger New Yorkers. And amongst those people who do vape, nearly half say that they believe it's healthier than smoking.
Siena College pollster Don Levy.
When we ask people overall, do you think that vaping is a way to get off cigarettes or does it promote nicotine addiction? 60% of New Yorkers overall say that they believe e-cigarettes will promote nicotine addiction and that can be harmful.
Last week, a federal court blocked New York's efforts to ban flavored e-cig sales in the state. Another poll today shows most New York school boards support moving back the start of the school day to a later hour. According to the State School Boards Association, 59% of school board members like the idea of delaying the start time for high school. Over half of the board members polled said sleep deprivation was a significant problem for students in their district. The high school sports schedule, however, was cited as the biggest obstacle to moving back the start of the school day. The Brockport, New York community in mourning today following the death of an elementary school teacher over the weekend. 46-year-old Carolyn Ray was hit by a pickup truck while riding her bicycle.
She's like a ray of sunshine. She was always smiling, always so positive all the time about everything.
You knew who she was, just an amazing, thoughtful, kind, joyful, positive person.
Ray taught school for 15 years, was heavily involved in her son's youth hockey league as well. A candlelight vigil for the school teacher happens tonight in Brockport. Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania canceling classes today after 2 students were identified as persons of interest in a fatal shooting near the campus. Students living on campus encouraged to return to their residence halls. It's still there, that plane that crashed into the Susquehanna River last Friday. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
This was the terrifying call from the pilot of the single-engine aircraft to emergency dispatchers Friday evening.
We lost the engine. We're not going to make it.
The plane was heading from New York to Harrisburg International Airport when it missed the runway and had to land in the Susquehanna River. The man and woman aboard were able to get out and are expected to be all right, but the plane remains in the water. Officials say removing it will be difficult because of where it is.
It's rather shallow. I believe it's hung up on the rock.
The FAA says it's up to the owner of the plane to come up with a plan to get it out of the river. But if it begins to leak oil or fluids, the Fish and Boat Commission may become involved. There's no word on when the plane will be removed. The crash is still under investigation. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, thank you. A pro-life rally happens tomorrow in Rochester, New York. It's to protest the Reproductive Health Act, which passed the state legislature back in January. The abortion expansion measure was signed into law by Governor Cuomo on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Tomorrow, those opposed to this law want to send a message.
Show up at the public forum, preferably wearing a solid light pink or light blue shirt, because the legislature needs to know how many people are in opposition to this abominable law.
That's Marla Parsons, who's leading the charge to repeal the abortion language contained in the Reproductive Health Act. The rally will happen at the meeting of the Monroe County Legislature, which starts tomorrow, 6 p.m. in Rochester. Well, this week is Fire Prevention Week all across New York and Pennsylvania. First responders use the occasion to alert homeowners about fire dangers they might not be aware of and how to protect themselves.
We want to get out the message of close before you doze, a message that a lot of people maybe haven't heard before during Fire Prevention Week.
That's firefighter Steve Kerber. He says close before you doze means before you go to sleep, close your bedroom door.
If you're trapped and you cannot get out, it provides that time to keep you alive for the fire department to get there and rescue you.
It typically takes less than 2 minutes for a home to be fully engulfed in flames once the fire does break out. That's why smoke detectors are so important.
You want to make sure that you get smoke detectors, make sure that you're putting them on every floor, in addition to the rooms that you sleep in.
Kerber says it is important to take time during Fire Prevention Week to go over an escape plan with your family in your home. It might very well save your life someday. Time next for that nightly market report. It's brought to you, as always, by Ambassador Advisors. Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers on Wall Street.
Stocks fell slightly today as investors looked ahead to the next round of U.S.-China trade talks, which are set to begin later this week. The Dow was down 96 points, the Nasdaq dropped 26, and the S&P 500 fell 13. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Without a doubt, God designed men and women differently, and men used to be considered the better money managers. Today, not so much. Women now make up a third of all new entrepreneurs, and women investors are willing to ask for directions and more likely to seek wise counsel. That's smart and biblical. When it comes to discretionary spending, women actually spend less than men. One study showed that single men spend 18% more than single women and have more credit card debt. But studies and averages aside, God also designed men and women to complement each other. One of you may be the better money manager, but the two of you can still work together because God intends for you to be different, but to complement each other wonderfully.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
I let my wife handle our finances and Sunny Delphiette handle our sports. What's going on today, sir?
Well, the Brooms are out in the American League Championship Series. Tampa Bay said put that broom away, crushing Houston today, 10-3. Houston trying to make it to the American League Championship Series for the third straight season, still leads that best of five series 2-1. Braves and Cardinals underway right now in St. Louis. Braves leading 4-3 and also leading that series 2-1. Dodgers tonight with Rich Hill against three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer in the nation's capital against, of course, the Nationals, and in Minnesota, Luis Severino and the Yankees taking on the Twins. If the Yanks win, they advance to the American League Championship Series. Tonight, Monday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers undefeated, but the AFC North leading Cleveland Browns looking for a victory.
Good
of course,
one.
They're in my division. And speaking of the AFC North, the safeties for the Ravens, the young man, Earl Thomas, who knocked out Mason Rudolph, will not be suspended. Rudolph will be out against the Chargers. Steelers starting Devlin Hodges.
Their fourth string quarterback.
Wow. Yes.
Are you ready? You're next if he doesn't.
I'm ready. I'm loose. 5-yard routes, man. 5-yard routes.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The rain system up today will be departing, and clearing skies are ahead, and high pressure set to deliver some very pleasant weather for much of the rest of the week. One area we'll have to watch, though, for those of you east of Interstate 81 and central New York and eastern Pennsylvania, a cloud shield from an ocean storm may occasionally impinge upon your sunshine. For the call for tonight, cloudiness will be stubborn across central and eastern Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York, though any spotty rain will end. Pockets of fog will form, though. Farther west, it turns out partly cloudy to clear and moonlit with patches of fog and low temperatures in the 40s and low 50s. Tuesday and Wednesday, by and large, nice sunny days with some intervals of cloud cover in central and eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures in the upper 50s to the middle 60s.
All right, Kevin, great job at the Weather Center as always. Thank you. Finally, five, a dog trapped in the rubble in the Bahamas by Hurricane Dorian found alive 3 weeks after the storm.
A search and rescue team from Florida's Big Dog Ranch used a drone to locate the dog in the devastation of Marsh Harbor.
She's pinned in there.
Is she stuck?
She's stuck.
The area felt the full force of Dorian. Infrared heat-seeking technology on the drone helped locate the dog. He got stuck under air conditioning equipment when Dorian tore buildings in the Bahamas apart. The dog's going to be okay. His rescuers named him Miracle.
Appropriate name indeed. Yeah. Phil Hewlett reporting Miracle survived by drinking rainwater during those 3 weeks. And again, reminds us to keep the Bahamas. It's not on the front page anymore.
No.
But the recovery effort continues. A lot of hurting people still in the Bahamas.